Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a sliced subweight roller with crisp transients and dusty mids in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make a bass line that feels alive but still stays locked and club stable. A roller like this lives right in that sweet spot between the drums. It can sit in a drop, work as a pre-drop tease, or become a second drop variation when you want more attitude without losing the weight. The big idea is to keep the sub solid, give each note a sharp front edge, and then automate just enough mid-range dirt to make the line move. Why this works in D&B is because the groove is often decided by the edges of the sound, not the body. If the attack speaks clearly, the ear understands the rhythm. If the sub stays centered and controlled, the floor feels it. And if the mids breathe a little, the bass gets identity instead of sounding like one flat loop. Start with a clean bass source. Keep it simple. A stock wavetable or operator patch is perfect. You do not want a finished preset here. You want a controllable foundation. Use a mostly mono bass tone, keep the envelope short, and write a basic 1-bar or 2-bar idea in the lower register. Think sub notes around F1 to G-sharp 1 if that fits your track. Keep the note lengths tight enough that the groove can breathe. What to listen for here is the basic quality of the note before any processing. Does it already feel stable? Does it sit without smearing? If the source is messy now, automation will just make the mess louder. A clean core gives you room to add aggression later. Next, separate the job of the sound into layers. Put EQ8 after the bass and low-pass the sub-focused layer if needed. Then duplicate the track or use an instrument rack so you can split the character from the low end. The cleanest beginner approach is two layers, one sub-layer that stays mono and focused, and one dirt layer that carries the transient and the grit. On the dirt layer, high-pass it so the low end stays out of the way. Around 120 to 180 Hz is a good starting point, and sometimes even a bit higher if the bass is thick. That keeps the sub stable and helps prevent phase problems. If the low end gets blurry in stereo, this is usually where the problem started. A really useful move is to commit the idea to audio once it's roughly working. Freeze and flatten it, or resample it to a new audio track. That makes slicing much easier, and it helps you finish the sound instead of endlessly auditioning tiny synth changes. Beginner tip: committing early can actually speed up the whole process. Now for the slice. This is where the bass starts to feel like it has a front edge. Use clip volume automation, audio cuts, or a utility device to shape each note. You want a fast rise at the start, then a quick drop after the transient, then just enough tail to connect the phrase if needed. The shape should feel like a hit, not a block. What to listen for is whether the note punches forward and then settles. If it sounds like a flat rectangle, it will not have that sliced energy. The transient should give the bass definition, but it should not dominate the sub. That balance is everything. To get crisp transients without wrecking the low end, add saturator to the transient or dirt layer. You can also use drum bus if you want a little more character. A good chain might be a EQ8 first to cut the low end, then saturator with a modest drive, and then a compressor only if the spikes are too sharp. Or use drum bus with a light touch, then clean it up with EQ after. Keep the goal in mind. You are not trying to make it distorted for the sake of it. You are trying to make the front edge readable on smaller speakers while keeping the weight intact. If the bass starts sounding fuzzy in the wrong place, reduce the drive or move the high pass higher on the dirt layer. Now let's build the dusty mids. This is the attitude layer. Put auto filter or EQ8 on the mid-range part and automate movement through the phrase. A band pass or gentle low pass movement around the 300 Hz to 2.5 kHz range can give you that grime and character without turning the sound into mush. Follow that with saturator or drum bus to add texture. This is where the bass starts to feel intentional. Open the filter a little on the first hit of a bar, then close it back down later. Make the second half of the phrase a touch dirtier than the first half. Keep the changes subtle. In D&B, too much movement can make the bass feel like a synth demo instead of a working groove. What to listen for is whether the mid-range is acting like texture or taking over the whole sound. The sub should give the physical impact. The dusty mids should give identity. If the mids are too loud, the bass gets boxy or harsh. If they are too quiet, it loses character. Put the bass against the drums right away. Loop 4 bars with your kick and snare. This is the real test. The bass needs to leave room for the snare, especially on 2 and 4. If the bass is crowding the snare, shorten the notes or shift the ends earlier. Tiny timing moves can make a huge difference in D&B. At this point, you can choose the personality of the roller. If you want tight and dry, keep the notes shorter, keep the transients clearer, and hold back the mid wash. That's great for minimal or more technical rollers. If you want smoky and rolling, let the tails breathe a bit more, allow more mid distortion, and use a little more filter motion. That works better for darker, more atmospheric sections. Both are valid. The right choice depends on the track. Now automate the phrase over 4 or 8 bars so it stops feeling like a loop and starts feeling like a statement. A strong approach is to make bar 1 cleaner and more sublead, bar 2 a little more open, bar 3 a bit sharper, and bar 4 either close the filter or dip the tone slightly to reset the phrase. You can automate auto filter frequency, saturator drive, utility gain, or small clip volume changes. One important coaching point here: use less automation than you think. A roller needs movement, but it still has to feel consistent enough to drive a dance floor. If every parameter is changing constantly, the bass loses its authority. A few well-placed moves will hit harder than 100 tiny ones. If the bass feels right, commit it to audio. This is a great point to print the useful version. Once it's rendered, you can make cleaner cuts, add tiny fades, or even slice around the transient for extra control. That's where the word sliced really starts to mean something. You are turning one bass idea into distinct micro-events. Then check it in mono. Always keep the sub centered, and make sure the bass does not disappear when summed down. If the dirt layer is carrying too much low end, high pass it more aggressively. If the sound feels huge in stereo but weak in mono, the width is probably living in the wrong part of the bass. In DNB, mono low end is not optional. It is the foundation. A very practical beginner shortcut is to work in 4-bar loops and reduce the bass level before you decide it works. If the bass line only sounds exciting when it is loud, it usually has too much distortion or too much upper mid emphasis. A good roller should still read when you pull it back. That is how you know the transient, sub, and mid-range are balanced properly. And remember, you do not need to change everything at once. If you get stuck, make one decision at a time. Adjust note length first, then transient edge, then mid-grit, then automation amount. That keeps your ears honest and makes the process way easier to control. For a strong finish, give the phrase one small arrangement move. Maybe mute the dirt layer for the last half bar. Maybe open the filter right before the next section. Maybe remove the transient on the final hit so the bass tucks away before the drop resets. Those little changes make the bass feel like part of the arrangement, not just a loop sitting on top of the track. Why this works in DNB is because the track needs impact and control at the same time. The kick and snare must stay readable, the sub must stay centered, and the bass line needs just enough motion to keep the drop alive. That balance is what makes a roller feel expensive and intentional. So the formula is simple. Keep the sub stable. Slice the note shape with a clean transient. Automate the dusty mid so the phrase breathes. Test everything against the drums and in mono. If you do that, you get a bass line that hits hard, stays focused, and feels ready for a real system. Now grab the 4-bar practice exercise and build it with stock Ableton devices only. Keep the true sub mono. Automate just the filter and drive, and make one variation in bar 4. If you can make that loop feel alive, you're on the right path. Take your time, trust the ears, and keep it heavy.